跟住呢我哋係去到議程7區議會本年度第138號嘅文件，議題係擬議成立海濱管理局第二階段公眾參與活動。喺度呢我哋歡迎發展局首席助理秘書長歐榮恩女士，海濱事務委員會主席蒲綠琪先生，公眾參與核心小組主席吳永順先生，公眾參與核心小組成員梁光瑞先生，以及呢是發展局助理秘書長特別職務海濱事務委員會公眾參與核心小組秘書余懷成先生。歡迎幾位呢來到區議會就著這一項的議題，關於擬議成立海濱管理局第二階段公眾參與活動呢，是作出向議會的諮詢。在這裡我們先請歐永恩女士呢是作文件介紹。
多謝主席，多謝今日大家俾時間我哋同大家簡介一下第二階段公眾參與活動有關成立海濱管理局嘅。咁其實我哋同區議會油尖旺區議會都有好緊密嘅合作啦。咁孔超華議員亦都係我哋嘅九龍荃灣及葵青海濱發展專責小組嘅成員嚟嘅。咁我都多謝佢。咁其實我哋喺9月25號呢就聯同咗海濱事務委員會展開咗為期三個月嘅第二階段公眾參與活動嘅。今日就嚟到呢度油尖旺區議會希望聽到大家嘅意見。咁有少少嘅背景資料啦，其實喺2012年嘅時候呢，海濱事務委員會當時已經向行政長官呢就提交咗報告，建議成立一個專責嘅法定海濱管理局呢，希望以新嘅思維同埋更加靈活嘅管理模式呢去全面推展海濱發展嘅。咁我哋上年嘅時候差唔多喺呢個時候呢其實都嚟過拜訪大家呢，就當時就係由第一階段公眾參與活動呢問大家四個問題嘅，分別就係、你哋對海濱有咩期望呀，有咩願景呢，而家模式究竟可唔可以應符合到呢啲嘅願景呢，如果唔得嘅話我哋咪應該成立一個新嘅管理局去做呢個工作啦。咁如果真係成立嘅話呢，應該有啲咩嘢嘅工作，有咩嘅權責呀、權限呀、等等咁樣。咁第一階段嘅公眾諮詢喺今年嘅年初嘅時候就完成咗啦。總括嚟講呢，大部分都係比較正面嘅意見呢，認為呢個方向係正確嘅。不過呢當中亦提出咗一啲嘅疑問呀，一啲關注啦，就係、包括呢、這個管理局究竟而家點解會比而家嘅運行模式會比較好呀，佢有咩權責，有咩權限呀，公眾點樣可以參與呀，又點樣可以問責呢等等。就係正正就住呢啲問題呢，我哋就係草擬咗一個而家第二階段嘅公眾參與嘅摘要，都擺咗喺大家嘅台面嘅。咁今日嘅文件同埋都希望就聽到大家就住當中所講嘅實際運作啊、權力啊、職能啊、財務安排啊、部地安排啊同問責措施呢一方面呢聆聽大家嘅意見嘅。咁或者我而家就交俾阿 Fred 同我哋用投影片簡介一下今次簡諮詢嘅內容。
好，唔該曬主席。咁接住落嚟我就簡單介紹一下我哋今次第二階段公眾參與活動嗰個主要嘅建議啦。咁其實願景嗰方面呢，第一階段嗰個公眾參與活動返嚟公眾都係對我哋提出個願景表示支持，咁所以我哋會用返我哋第一階段攞出嚟諮詢大家嗰個願景，就係話希望將來嘅管理局呢係以優化維港同埋海濱地帶，製造一個富吸引力、朝氣蓬勃、暢達同埋可持續嘅世界級資產咧，就做佢嘅願景。咁維港海濱嗰個定義嗰方面咧，其實我哋會個建議都係沿用翻而家海濱事務委員會咧，對於維港嗰個範圍入邊做嗰個諮詢職能嗰個地帶咧，做我哋將來維港海濱嘅定義嘅。咁即係喺大家嗰個投影片入邊咧，見到大概黃色嗰個地方咧就係啦。咁其實呢一個地帶咧，就係按住我哋法定嗰、那個。維港界線的海岸線向內數的第一條大街，我們做那個海濱的地帶，將來的管理局亦都會按住這個黃色的地帶去扮演它三個主要職能的其中一項，就是那個諮詢和倡導角色的。咁至於管理局個目標方面呢，其實我哋聽完第一階段公眾嗰個意見之後呢，返嚟都歸納咗六個大嘅主要嘅目標呢，希望將來個管理局呢係會做到啦。咁第一樣呢，就係最緊要就係保護同埋保存優化維港，加強佢作為香港象徵地位同埋培養市民嘅歸屬感啦。咁第二就係落實返我哋剛才提過個願景啦，希望可以推廣同埋打造一個富吸引力、朝氣蓬勃嘅海濱俾市民大眾享用啦。第三項 方面呢，就是其實在第一階段回到來呢，我們都有些公眾的意見向我們表達呢，就是個維港其實不是單單是一個即休憩的地方，亦都是一個、作業的海港來的。咁所以我們在那個目標裡面呢，亦都加花個希望將來的管理局呢可以、在兩者之間取得平衡啦，咁就唔好話側重咗其中一樣而即忘記了另外一個他們重要的功能。咁至於第四項呢，就是成立個管理局之後呢，希望管理局其實可以、改變或者、優化到而家嗰個模式，咁促進同埋加強無論係政府、非政府機構、管理局同埋私營機構之間嗰個夥伴同埋合作的關係咁樣嘅。咁第五個方面呢，就係、海濱事務委員會其實而家都一路以來都好着重呢係一個與民共議去推廣海濱項目嗰、那個、原則。咁將來呢我哋會、要求呢嗰、那個管理局呢係要喺海濱項目嘅發展嘅各個階段呢都要推動公眾嘅參與，尤其呢鼓勵地區嘅參與，希望能夠將每一個唔同地區嘅、意見呢都融入去佢哋嘅項目入面。咁最後第六項主要嘅目標呢，就係、話希望可以推廣同埋呢、一個即係推廣呢個公眾共享公共空間嘅理念，咁、希望可以結合一啲創新嘅設計咧，製造一個共融同埋多元化嘅海濱，就唔好話其實係啲用途咧係互相限死嘅，即係你愛嚟可以做緩跑，就唔可以愛嚟放狗啊咁樣樣嚇。咁以上呢六個大嘅目標咧，我哋希望亦都將來係可以俾公眾嚟評核個管理局嘅表現嚇，作為一啲準則。咁職能嗰方面啦，我哋其實今次提出咧主要三項嘅職能俾呢個海濱管理局。第一樣咧就係、管治同埋管理嘅職能，第二項咧就係而家海濱事務委員會都有扮演嘅諮詢同埋倡導職能，同埋第三項咧就係、譬如佢去做一個管理職能嘅時候咧，佢需要有一個行政隊伍去做嘅，咁呢個行政嘅職能。咁管治同埋管理職能嗰方面咧，其實第一我哋最重要咧就係成立一個管治嘅機構，就係、個董事局先啦。咁呢個董事局咧，我哋其實嗰個職能咧就類似可能一些公司的董事會一樣，咁其實就負責指導整個管理局的工作啦，擬定個業務綱領啦，監督撥咗俾管理局的資源啦，落實一些向公眾問責的措施啦，管理嘅財政資源，同埋定立一些主要目標嚇，俾市民大眾又好，俾個管理局去衡量佢行政人員表現嘅。咁、那個組成嗰方面呢，其實公眾都好清晰話俾我哋聽，要有廣泛代表性啦。咁我哋初步建議嗰個人數呢唔超過20人。當中就會包括一個主席同埋一個副主席。咁是但一位呢會係嚟自政府嘅公職人員，另外一位呢就是非公職人員。咁、那個安排呢有啲類似而家我哋海濱事務委員會嘅。咁希望即係呢個工作這個政府和將來的管理局都會有一個密切的聯繫。至於其他成員亦都會包括了相關專業知識和經驗的人士，有政府的官員和立法會和區議會的議員，會以行政長官以個人身份委任這些管理局的董事會的成員。各位議員都可能會問，你管理局的成員得20位個董事局，咁點樣可以包括到地方人士嘅意見入去呢？咁我哋其實將來呢亦都會建議，就係個董事局下低呢會成立唔同嘅委員會嘅，可以就住一啲唔同嘅項目呢就加入地區嘅人士入去，咁廣納民意。咁向公眾問責嘅措施啦，將來個管理局呢會有地同埋有錢啦，咁所以公眾問責嗰個措施係好緊要嘅。咁我哋而家基本上嗰個原則呢就係採納返，就係話譬如而家法定機構適用嗰啲問責條款呢，我哋將來都會放落去呢係作為個管理局嘅問責嘅措施。咁譬如大嘅我舉幾項講啦，就係譬如要向一個主要官員負責啦，提交呢個業務綱領計劃俾政府審批啦，有一啲主要嘅服務指標衡量嘅表現啦，向政府同埋立法會交代佢個帳目啊、報告啊，受到審計處處長嘅審查啦，董事局嘅主席同埋行政總裁要去立法會出席會議去解話啦，接受質詢啦。咁亦都好似而家有一啲法定機構一樣啦，我哋規定咧，將來嘅管理局咧需要就佢海濱嘅設施發展同埋管理咧去諮詢公眾啦，呢個有一個法定嘅要求啦。進行公開會議啦，當然呢個就係除咗話講一啲好敏感嘅財政資料之外，盡量將佢會議公開俾市民睇到啦。利益嘅披露同埋即係要求咧，將來嘅管理局咧係受到呢個防貪條例嘅監管等等。咁至於土地事宜嗰方面啦，我哋其實聽到第一階段公眾嗰個意見翻嚟咧，都希望就係話個管理局將來咧就能夠即係一成立之後咧就做到事，唔好話歲月蹉跎，即係成立咗好耐都 冇成績見到。咁所以我哋諗住而家嗰個方式咧，就係希望保守同埋循序漸進嘅撥地方式俾啲地個管理局。咁咧，俾嗰啲地管理局嘅時候咧，其實我哋亦都諗過，希望咧就可以維持一個均衡嘅組合。長遠咧，希望可以個管理局咧自己能夠達到財政自給。咁至於撥俾管理局嗰啲土地咧，其實公眾嘅意見亦都係好清晰啦，就係話呢啲都係香港人珍貴嘅資產咧，咁所以係唔應該被私有化，我哋亦都唔會容許個管理局將來將政府撥俾佢嘅地咧自己再賣出去。咁將來個管理局，你話如果做得一輪之後，可能佢覺得有一啲合適嘅土地，我哋亦都歡迎個管理局可以提出嚟，等政府大家一齊考慮。咁至於嗰啲地係包括咗啲咩地咧？咁其實我哋而家初步諗個原則都係話希望一啲簡單嘅土地，唔会牵涉一啲好复杂嘅地权，咁所以会系一啲而家新填海得出嚟嘅土地，譬如中环新海滨啦、湾仔嘅海滨啦、北角嘅海滨，呢个讲紧东区走廊下底嗰、那个行人板道啦、鲗鱼涌嘅海滨啦、观塘海滨同埋红磡海滨等等。咁至于财政事务嗰方面咧，咁个原则都系一个啦，咁我哋就希望唔会话即系提供一个一笔过拨款俾嗰、那個管理局，咁就呢個其實亦都係因應咗即係大家市民大眾對於而家啲安排嘅一啲意見啦。咁我哋個做法咧就會係喺政府內部咧，首先撥開一筆基金先。咁將來咧就係、是、個管理局，譬如佢有一啲項目成熟啦，可以做啦，咁咧就再去立法會咧申請撥款，從呢一個撥開咗個基金入邊咧提取佢所需要嘅款項咧去進行嗰啲項目嘅。咁我剛才都提過啦，咁其實財政資源嗰方面，除咗呢一個撥款之外咧，咁其實都希望個管理局能夠從佢撥俾佢嘅土地上面咧，就攞到一啲財政嘅收入翻嚟，長遠咧去協助去達到一個自給嘅。咁第二項主要職能啦，就係倡導同埋諮詢嘅職能。咁其實好簡單嘅一個建議咧，就係話我哋希望將來成立咗管理局之後咧，就由個管理局咧去肩負翻而家海濱事務委員會嗰個諮詢同埋倡導嘅角色。咁呢個諮詢同倡導角色，由管理局接手咗之後咧，咁嗰個海濱事務委員會咧，我哋建議咧就會係解散咗，咁啊避免家藏跌屋。咁呢個諮詢嘅職能詳細其實係包括咗啲咩咧？其實舉兩個例咧，就係話好似而家海濱事務委員會咁，就住一啲海濱同埋佢相關水陸連接嘅事宜咧，向政府提出意見啦。咁另外一項大家可能會比較熟悉有接觸嘅咧，就係話為咗一啲公營同埋私人倡議者就有關維港海濱嗰個範圍嘅規劃同埋項目咧提供意見嘅，等佢哋正式去城規會之前咧，首先去問咗呢一個管理局先，咁然後先至去到個城規會度做審批。咁第三樣咧就係當然啦，係推動一個更加廣泛採用海港嘅規劃指引同埋海港規劃原則。咁呢個其實亦都係過去嗰十年一個其中海濱事務委員會同共建維港委員會嘅一個主要工作成果嚟嘅。咁行政職能嗰方面咧，其實就係講緊到底呢個第三項嘅職能咧，就係話到底將來個管理局佢實際上係由自己請一個團隊去做啊，定係響佢開始嘅時候咧，首先由政府咧係為佢提供一個由一啲相關專業嘅部門嘅跨部門嘅公務員團隊去俾佢做。咁其實咧，我哋初步建議咧就係希望咧由政府響佢成立嘅時候咧提供一個跨部門嘅專責隊伍俾佢先。咁其實個原因咧，我哋希望咧就係話個管理局成立咗之後咧，能夠快啲可以立刻開始去工作，同埋亦都有一班咧真係熟悉政府而家各項規劃啊、建築啊、工程嘅程序嘅同事咧，可以幫佢起始嘅。咁就唔需要話再去嘥時間請又有一個磨合嘅問題。咁當然啦，其實政府嘅公務員團隊入面亦都未必真係話有曬所有嘅專才，譬如市場推廣啊等等。咁呢啲其實我哋都容許個管理局咧，將來喺佢成立咗之後咧，佢自己去請人。咁我哋長遠嘅目標咧，就係話，譬如個管理局當佢自己做功夫做工作純熟咗啦，譬如過得幾年之後啲嘢上軌道啦，咁我哋再由個管理局咧自己去聘請一啲合適嘅人士咧，去慢慢替代呢一個政府由初始階段俾佢嘅公務員隊伍咁樣嘅。咁呢個其實就係關於嗰個建議嘅主要一啲內容啦。咁我哋嗰個未來路向就會係我哋其實嗰個公共參與計劃咧，到12月24日會完結。咁以後咧，政府會再同海濱事務委員會咧，就呢一個收到嘅意見翻嚟咧，再加考慮，再決定嗰個未來路向嘅。咁我嘅簡報到咗呢一度為止先。咁加翻俾主席。
好，咁啊，一个较为详尽嘅介绍吓。咁啊，喺度咧，我想睇睇议员咧系边位提问嘅。首先系黄仲议员，
多谢主席。咁就我有两个问题想问翻啫，关于呢个海滨管理局啦。第一个问题咧，嗰个范围啊，我见到好似有关嘅嗰个土地嘅事宜咧，就系咪唔包括咧呢、这个西九海滨长廊或者系我哋都叫做系新油麻地避风塘咧呢一啲嘅海滨嘅范围，呢、这个第一个问题。第二个问题咧就关于呢一个嘅财务嘅事宜啦，就呢一个局未来就攞咗啲土地之后，咁就佢要政府嘅拨款，跟住然后咧就开始希望可以叫做系可持续发展啦，就通过即系营运手中间嘅一啲嘅土地资源，咁就有啲嘅收费系咪？咁我嘅理解就是，但如果系第一 part 咧，就关于呢一个预算咧，究竟我哋系预即系有冇一个预算嘅 budget 咧，系一年大概几多少钱？多谢主席，
孔超华议员，
唔该主席，其实报告嗰、那个即系嗰个文件所提咧，其实即系我哋优化现时维港两岸嘅设施啊，同埋个发展咧，其实系过往海滨事务委员会啊，其实都做咗好多嘅工作啊，亦都有唔同嘅研究嘅。咁我个人认为咧，系成立一个海滨管理局，即系去更加去理顺同埋即系协调唔同政府部门啦、啊，同埋政府机构、私营机构啊等等咧，就是即系喺嗰个管理局嘅目标呢嗰项咧，其实我觉得系一个系比较值得即系欣赏嘅地方。亦都睇翻成份文件咧，我覺得個模式咧，即係類似西九文化區管理局嘅籌備同埋組成嘅。咁我都想即係講講咧，如果係董事局去再成立，即係有啲唔同嘅，即係我哋一個管理局咧，我希望咧就係喺嗰個條款啊，同埋點去問責管理職能嗰度咧，都吸取翻即係。西九個經驗咧，即係舉例，唔使個 CEO 突然間做下走咗咧，咁當中佢點問責，或者佢嘅負嘅責任係點咧？我都係希望喺個條款嗰度都列明咧，即係佢嗰個權利同埋義務嘅。咁喺個組成嗰度咧，當然我未必係講董事局或者係點樣嘅委員會啦。咁但係如果係個海外兩邊咧牽涉唔同嘅區域咧，我希望如果係傾到或者係做到比較細緻啲嘅咧，喺即係當區如果發展到譬如中西區嘅，咁我覺得係中西區嘅區議會嘅代表啊，譬如荃灣甚至油尖旺等等咧，我都希望我哋有啲同事當中咧可以更加熟悉同埋即係一個橋梁，同翻我哋大家同事去加強嗰個反應嘅。咁另外咧，我哋都講翻咧，13項嗰度咧，即係海濱管理局就唔會話係將佢嗰個發展或者土地去賣咧。咁我覺得如果係當管理局日後咧，就未必可能有權咁賣啦。咁如果會唔會牽涉到財政嘅運用咧，撥翻俾政府，由翻譬如政府嗰度攞出嚟去拍賣，咁當然嗰啲資金啊係點樣使用啊，持續性嗰度咧，咁我都想問一問嘅。咁喺個過渡組成呢，咁初期喺政府嗰度係有啲官員去調派呀，咁直至獨立嗰度呢，我諗過程之中呢，希望喺揀選負責人嗰度呢，都希望比較真係對症，即係揀返即係專業或者係過往嗰度呢，希望更加熟悉同埋有啲表現嗰啲咁嘅人選呢，係呢個係一個希望係做得仔細啲，唔該主席。
陳偉強議員。
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I try to speak in English. My first question is similar to Councillor Wong Zhong. Can you tell me the possible amount of the public funding earmarked for the operation of the Harbour Authority? My second question is, as you mentioned, your authority will try to be financially sustainable and independent. But how can you do it?Do you have any plan? What I really worry is you try to make profits, maybe you will keep renting out the public space to the private company or some performers, and you will just sacrifice the public interest in the pursuit of your financial profits. So how can you strike a balance between being financial sustainable and public good? This is my second question. Thank you.
好，仲有冇议员提问？有冇咧？咁啊，就住嗰、那个而家显示个大图表啦，其实就显示咗咧，相关嘅海滨管理局咧，意见成立之后咧，可能佢一啲肩负嘅咨询啊，同埋一个倡议职能嘅地带啦。咁啊，大家见到嗰个范围相当长嘅，即系对面海嘅相当嘅海岸线啦。咁由我哋东九龙去到荃，经过我哋去到荃湾啦，咁嗰个覆盖率相当高。咁咧而咧当中咧就今次佢哋可能会系首阶段咧考虑去。工作的位置其實都暫時就在中環，可能是集中在中環那邊，另外其他那些都是在港島區那邊為主的。剛才孔超華議員那個提出包括了那個而成立的海濱管理局，其實我自己看到都跟現時的西九文化區管理局那個組成是接近的。咁但我都同意咧，係希望可以喺入面組成當中咧，係加入多啲地區或者譬如啲議會議員嘅參與嘅元素，特別係去到嗰個工程工地，真係大家要去傾嘅時候咧，係希望多啲當區嘅聲音咧，係能夠加入當中㗎，呢個第一點啦。第二點咧，其實係我喺第一次嘅公共參與嗰個諮詢當中咧，我同幾位區有資望區議員啦，其實都提出咗一個建議嘅，咁就係咧，就正如頭先阿黃仲議員所。提咧喺嗰个新油麻地避风塘嗰个位置咧，其实我哋都好期望可以纳入咗喺海滨管理局啦，或者即将会成立嘅海滨管理局咧，系可以将嗰个位置咧系加入为一个大家即系目标咧系会去做一个发展或者改善嘅因素吓。咁点解我哋会有咁嘅谂法咧？因为正正而家喺九龙区，特别喺我哋油尖旺咧，其实我哋自己海滨嗰个沿线咧，我哋都有两段咧系被斩开咗嘅。咁一段咧就係而家海港城嗰個位置，第二段咧就係去到嗰個嘅新油麻地避風塘，其實呢兩嚿嘢咧就正正係成條海岸線嗰個休閒嘅步行咧，其實係斬斷咗。咁我哋都明白咧喺海港城嗰度咧係需要相當大嘅功夫啦，因為都好大嘅建築物。咁但係咧喺新油麻地避風塘嗰個位置咧，其實係咪可以咧係即係積極考慮一下咧點樣去活化啦，或者帶動翻嗰個地方？可以咧，係令到成個海濱咧係更加係即係有活力咧，因為好多地方咧都會做一啲漁人碼頭啊，需要相關嘅嘢。咁我哋覺得咧嗰個空間相當之大啦。咁如果係能夠係即係做得到嘅話咧，即係納入當中咧，咁我相信咧對於成個即係海濱嘅發展啦，特別對於我哋即係市民啊議會嘅期望咧，都係一個咧好好嘅回應嚇。咁或者以下時間咧，其他議員冇提問咧，我將時間交翻俾各位參與嘅朋友啊，咁啊請大家作個回應，好嘛？
Perhaps I could answer first the two questions that have been asked in English. But first, Chairman, thank you for the opportunity to brief you on this proposal. We're very, very keen to have and hear the views of the District Council. First of all, on cost, as you heard in the presentation, we're in the middle of a major costing exercise at the moment, looking at what will be required to be spent on the sites that you saw shown on the slides. That exercise is ongoing and will be completed early next year, and obviously when we have the costing figures, those will be made public, they'll be made available. We don't have a precise number at this stage in terms of the investment that will be required, but based on engineering and quantity surveying estimates, at the moment it would appear to be of the order of $8 to $10 billion. Now, obviously, that's subject to verification. It's subject to quantification, accurate quantification. And the reason that we've suggested, because it is a large amount, as you know, we're proposing setting up a fund within the administration so that the control of that fund and the drawdown of that fund will be subject to essentially LegCo approval. So, yes, it's a large number, but the drawdowns on that number would be against specific schemes and specific projects. So that's how we believe we'll achieve the checks and balances. Your question on financial sustainability is a very good question because, again, as you've seen, the authority will have a social agenda, as well as providing facilities, as well as providing features and facilities along the waterfront. So there will be the need to be very careful in terms of how you balance, I agree. And again, you'll see in the proposal we mention particularly public interest. This is, the authority belongs to the community, if you like, it's a community initiative. So balancing public and private will be very, very important. Also, just to allay some of your concerns, most of the land that you saw on those slides is zoned open space. So the opportunity, if you like, for commercial use and exploitation is very limited. Yes, there will be some commercial activities, food and beverage. Yes, there will be some attractions. But I think it should be possible over time to balance commercial and social interests. Thank you. May I mention one thing which I think is very important? Production of local plans and the involvement of the local district, we see this as a key component of the way forward. We see the authority itself producing a master plan, if you like, for the harbourfront, but in conjunction with district councils, we see it working alongside each of the district councils to produce a local plan for the waterfront that falls within your area. So production of district plans will be very much, we see, a function of the new authority working with the district, helping the district to achieve its objectives. And clearly the Yamate typhoon shelter is a challenge. We know that there are odour issues, there are pollution issues, and there are usage issues. So I see that as a major candidate for a local plan.
主席，或者有兩點可以補充翻，就係話關於嗰個即係現在嗰個建議上面嗰啲土地咧，都係一個初步嘅建議。我哋基於嗰個原則就係話呢啲土地咧係相對係即時係可以啟動去做一啲工作。咁但係咧，其實海濱管理局所即係真係關注嗰個規劃嘅範圍咧，其實都唔係限於呢幾塊土地啦，頭先圖像所見都係即係整個73公里嘅維港兩岸啦。其實喺個整體規劃同埋每一個地區規劃咧，都係關注。咁至於大家提到大家關注嗰個油麻地避風塘位置咧，呢個絕對係會考慮去納入嗰個即係整體規劃。 嗰個部分，咁如果係話成熟嘅時候咧，亦都唔排除話第日即係當然亦都得到個社區嘅同意啦，就係話你覺得海濱管理局係一個合適嘅管理架構去做嘅時候咧，咁呢個亦都會同地區即係相討之下咧，係去睇下會唔會引入即係將來去負責埋去營運嘅。咁成個過程，我哋其實一路以嚟共建維港委員會又好，海濱事務委員會又好，過去嘅工作咧，其實好着重就係話一個與民共議嘅原則。咁所以話凡係有關注地區嘅區域咧嘅海濱工作咧，必定咧係會即係同或者我個補充到呢度為止啦。
講少少有關議員問到將來嗰個管理局佢個人選係點樣得出嚟啊？呢個問題，就算頭先 Vincent 同埋主席都講過啦，我哋覺得區議會嘅意見同埋聲音都係非常重要嘅。咁我哋而家同九區同海濱有連接嘅區議會咧，其實都有緊密嘅合作啦，亦都係好多時都得到你哋嘅意見先知道啊邊啲地可能會有發展嘅空間，或者佢嘅潛力比較好。咁所以將來咧，呢個安排亦都會繼續嘅。雖然我哋個管理局裏邊嗰個董事局咧，可能個人數就未必會太多，可能都係講緊廿幾人咁樣。 但係咧，其實呢個管理局下亦都可以有其他嘅區域嗰個地區委員會啊，又或者其他諮詢嘅架構咧，都可以納入更加多嘅區議員嘅聲音入到去呢個管理局嘅運作嘅。咁我淨係想補充呢點嘅，多謝主席。Chairman,
just one other point I'd like to mention, and it's been raised several times: the issue of transparency, very, very important. First of all, it's proposed that all the meetings of the authority would be open meetings. so that they would be open to the public and the public would see what's going on. All the minutes, all the papers would be available to the public. We're also contemplating, as you know, district representation and LegCo representation on the authority. And also, much more important, when it comes to district projects, they would be driven largely by the district. So if there was a project which was focused on the Yamate typhoon shelter, that would contain a number of representatives from this district council and indeed from the community here. So very, very important we see that the community is involved and that the affairs of the authority are in the public domain.
好，咁啊，回应去到呢度为止。咁想问一问咧，仲有冇议员咧系需要提问嘅？孔超华议员，
唔该主席。亦都想讲翻咧，我理解即系呢个嘅海滨事务委员、海滨委员会咧，一个就唔系话系即系赚钱嘅机构啦。咁我觉得即系申请政府拨钱，其实系即系初初俾一笔启动嘅项目咧，就系睇下嗰个 scale 系去到边度，同埋所cover 去到即系有几多区咁样嘅规模去睇咯。如果我冇头先理解，譬如初初可能去到几十个亿咁样，我觉得好难话呢个钱系多定少咁样，亦都即系讲翻咧，希望喺嗰个数据，正如头先蒲主席所讲咧，佢即系希望佢将呢啲申请嘅拨款里面嘅细项或者佢嗰个所开支嘅系边几个范畴咧，系列清楚咯。咁我其实本身亦都睇翻，即系话向立法会汇报啊，同埋即系拨款委员会嗰度咧，即系我都有信心，即系立法会，即系我唔知会唔会就呢、這个又亦都成立一个咁嘅监察委员会啦。咁我希望佢都定期啊，即系一个透明度啊，同埋向我哋公众交代清楚啦。唔该，主席。
陈伟强议员，一分钟。
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. At the moment, I have no objection to the establishment of Harbour Authority, but I think you should explain to the public much more about the rationale for the forming of the authority. You know, some people will argue that why only the harbour funds lead the authority? Why not the countryside? Why not the mountain? We can also form the mountain authority. So you have to explain why just the harbour funds require the authority. Otherwise, some people would think that you just waste the public funding to establish a white elephant or even an independent kingdom. Thank you.
好，咁啊，仲有冇议员提问？咁冇咧，我就将时间交翻俾海滨管理局嘅盛宇能。
Chairman, maybe I just answer that very again a good question. The harbour is Hong Kong. The harbour is the heart of Hong Kong. It's the history of Hong Kong, but it's also the future of Hong Kong. It's the jewel in the crown, or it's the asset, if you like, that we should be looking to preserve and we should be looking to enhance. So yes, there are other areas of Hong Kong we might want to pay attention to, but the harbour, certainly from the Harbourfront Commission's point of view, is crucial to the future of Hong Kong, and therefore we must address the present inadequacies in the system. The government, with the best will in the world, and the government admits this, they cannot deliver the quality waterfront that Hong Kong deserves and Hong Kong needs. And we need this new organisation with executive powers to deliver that outcome for the benefit of the community. This is not for any particular party's benefit, this is for the benefit of the community. So, yes, there are other areas which could receive attention, but the harbour and the harbour front is crucial to the future of Hong Kong. Thank you.
另外補充少少就係話關於問責性嗰個問題嘅，其實因為管理局始終都會有一比較一筆嘅公共資源要去運用啦，咁所以我哋都好理解咧，其實市民係期望佢哋會好審慎同埋一個好高透明度嘅方法去運用呢啲資源嘅，咁所以其實咧，大家可能喺個摘要度都或者我哋頭先嘅簡介度都有提到啦，就係將來咧佢哋係我哋喺嗰個條例草案裏邊咧係會將而家現行其他嘅類似嘅相類近嘅法定組織嘅問題 責條款咧，都會納入成為呢個管理局將來佢哋嘅問責條款嚟嘅。咁呢啲譬如包括話向立法會公開交代佢哋嘅帳目報告啊，佢哋嘅進度啊，同埋佢哋嗰個主席同埋行政機關咧，都係要固有即係不定時咁出席嗰個會議啦。嗰啲周年報告亦都要公開俾全香港市民參與嘅。咁呢啲等等嘅措施咧，其實都係參詳過其他相類近嘅組織嘅一啲安排啦，希望係令市民都覺得佢哋擺咗喺呢一個管理局嘅錢咧，係獲得審慎同埋謹慎嘅運用嘅。多謝主席。
好，咁喺度我修正一下，因為今日出席咧係發展局同埋海濱事務委員會嘅成員啦。頭先我講錯，都係海濱事務局，因為係未成立嘅。咁同埋咧就就住剛才咧就即係相關都介紹咗今次呢一個第二諮詢啦，第二階段嗰個公共參與嗰個嘅諮詢工作啦。咁今日嚟到區議會，咁就我相信就住呢個課題，即係大家都俾咗意見啦。咁我現階段聽唔到有議員咧係提出一個反對嘅聲音嚇，咁咧亦都希望咧第二階段嗰個公眾參與咧能夠咧係即係開展嘅同時咧係能夠讓更多嘅唔同嘅人啦可以表達佢對於而成立海濱管理局嘅意見，係咪希望將相關嘅管理局以後真係成立咧，係能夠有一個較為多嘅社會嘅認知，同埋咧係採納到更多社區唔同嘅意見啦。如果冇其他問題咧，喺度我宣布呢項議程結束，多謝大家。
Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you.